Welcome back to Ayal's Geography Corner, your bridge to the rest of the world. Today we'll be tackling Antigua and Barbuda, the twin gems of the Lesser Antilles. So without further ado, let's discuss the etymology of this fair nation. The names of Antigua and Barbuda, which are also their official title, are incredibly straightforward. Antigua in Spanish means ancient, and Barbuda means bearded. It is thought that Christopher Columbus named Antigua in homage to the Church of Santa Maria la Antigua in central Spain. And that's it. Moving on. Antigua and Barbuda's flag is composed of three triangles. Two red equal-sized right triangles on the left and right, with the hypotenuses stretching from the top right and top left corners to the bottom center, and a third triangle in the center occupying the remaining space and featuring a horizontal tricolor of, from top to bottom, black, blue, and white, with the blue being only half-width of the other two. Within the black is a rising yellow half-sun with nine rays, with its bottom half obscured behind the blue and white, symbolizing the dawn of a new era, and its color confusingly also representing the sun. This flag, as with many others, follows a 2-to-3 aspect ratio. The black represents the African heritage of the people, the blue stands for hope and the Caribbean Sea, the white represents the nation's beautiful white sand beaches, and the red stands for the energy and life of the people. The V-shape formed by the three triangles also stands for victory. And now, the coat of arms. Antigua and Barbuda's main coat of arms is very complex, so I'm going to have to summarize. The main section of the coat of arms features the shield surrounded by two deer, each clutching a plant on either side of it, with a banner underneath reading the nation's motto, "Each endeavoring, all achieving," emblazoned upon it in bold red letters. Below the deer sits a grassy hill upon which the shield rests. On the shield is a sugar mill on another grassy hill, with the sun rising over the ocean waves behind it. Atop the shield is a pineapple, seated itself atop a blue decorated helmet. And that about covers the coat of arms. Now, it's time for a history lesson. Antigua and Barbuda have had a relatively simple history, so let's get down to business. The islands were inhabited by the Amerindian Kibone people as early as 3100 BCE, but history doesn't really pick up for these fair isles until Columbus arrived in 1493. However, the Spanish actually did not set up colonial rule here, and the islands lacked a source of fresh water. Rather, it would be the English who set up colonies, colonizing the island of Antigua and the island of Barbuda in 1632 and 1685, respectively. The French attempted to take the islands in 1666, but were beaten back by the English. The economy suffered slightly in 1834 when slavery was finally abolished in the British Empire, although this was largely offset by the introduction of many former slaves into the workforce. The financial difficulties were further exacerbated by a string of natural disasters only a few years later. Finally, on November 1st, 1981, Antiguans and Barbudans both rejoiced as their islands gained full independence, but still remained in the British Commonwealth with Queen Elizabeth II as their current ruling monarch. That's not to say that the turmoil had ended for these islands, as in the coming years, many heads of state would be convicted of crimes such as weapon smuggling and drug trafficking. And Hurricanes Lewis and especially Irma would cause severe damage to Barbuda, the latter leading to a complete evacuation of the island, leaving it uninhabited for the first time in hundreds, if not thousands, of years. But Barbuda is rebuilding, in line with their national motto, and they will rise again. So let's talk about these oh-so-resilient people. Antigua and Barbuda have a population of roughly 101,000 people, almost all of whom live on the island of Antigua. Of these, about 87.3% identify as black, 4.7% as mixed race, 2.7% as Hispanic, 1.6% is white, and the remaining 3.7% is comprised of a variety of other ethnic groups, primarily Asians and Sephardic Jews. Antigua and Barbuda uses the .AG domain extension, uses the East Caribbean dollar, drives on the left side of the road, has the aforementioned motto of each endeavoring, all achieving, and their national anthems are God Save the Queen and Fair Antigua, We Salute Thee. There is a huge sense of religious diversity amongst these islands, with about 17.6% of people being Anglican, 12.4% Seventh-day Adventists, 12.2% Pentecostal, 11.8% other Christian branches, 8.3% Moravian, 5.9% atheist, agnostic, or otherwise irreligious, 5.6% Methodist, and the remaining 26.2% is made up of a variety of other religions. The country is also almost cleanly split 3-to-1 in terms of rural to urban living. The official language is English, with Antiguan Creole also having prevalence across the island. It's also worth noting that the Antiguan and Barbudan accents are slightly different from one another. So now, let's talk about the borders that define these islands. Spoiler, there are none. This island nation borders no other, and as such is completely isolated by land. Antigua and Barbuda is made up of the dependencies of Barbuda and Redonda, as well as the six parishes on the island of Antigua, these being, in no particular order, St. George, St. John, St. Mary, St. Philip, St. Peter, and St. Paul. The capital is St. John's, not to be confused with St. John's, the capital of Newfoundland and Labrador, or the parish of St. John that Antigua and Barbuda's capital, St. John's, is located in. And with all those St. John's out of the way, let's cover the land that makes up these islands. Antigua and Barbuda is made up of three main islands, Antigua, Barbuda, and Redonda, as well as a smattering of smaller islands mostly centered around Antigua. The nation is comprised of only 170 square miles, or 440 square kilometers, of land, making it smaller than even Andorra. The nation's highest point, Boggy Peak on Antigua, is also notable for being renamed to Mount Obama in honor of the then-acting U.S. President Barack Obama, before its name was changed back to Boggy Peak again in 2016. The islands are surprisingly flat for volcanic remnants, instead being primarily influenced in their development by limestone. The islands are also notable for having exactly 365 beaches, so you can visit a new beach every day for a whole non-leap year. And that about sums up these islands, so let's instead see how this nation cooperates with those beyond their heavenly shores. To understand Antigua and Barbuda's foreign affairs, you also have to understand St. Kitts and Nevis. The two nations are sort of like frenemies. It started with an Antiguan rumor that the Kittians were planning on rebelling, and from that point on, they sort of became friendly rivals, with the Kittians referring to Antiguans as garat, meaning talk too much. Despite this, these four islands are still greatly intertwined, and are each other's closest ally. The US and UK are some of these islands' other closest allies, due primarily to the large volume of foreign aid they've offered in the years since Irma hit. Venezuela is also a large trade partner of Antigua and Barbuda, solidifying their friendship through financial incentives. As a member of CARICOM, the Caribbean Community, Antigua and Barbuda enjoys freedom similar to members of the European Union. However, there is a deservedly large amount of backlash against the country for not legalizing same-sex marriage, and instead punishing it with prison time. A horrendous tragedy that may well be the last vestige of colonialism in these otherwise fair isles. In conclusion, Antigua and Barbuda are two of the brightest pearls in the Caribbean. And with their beautiful white sand beaches, diverse ecosystem, and beautiful shimmering water, it's no surprise that these isles were voted best place to hold a wedding back in 2014. Be sure to stay tuned for Argentina next week, and until then, this is Al, bringing you back to your regularly scheduled programming.